It is the radio segment that's ready for bed.
Yes.
Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Gladstone, Oregon. More than 36 seniors entered Gladstone High School the other morning before classes began and moved hundreds of desks out of the classrooms and into the hallways for their senior prank.
Oh, my gosh. There it is.
They also decided to prank teachers by replacing classroom erasers with hot dogs.
Tasty.
Afterwards, the principal of the school was not happy about it and said he was planning to charge each student more than $47 for the mess.
I almost kind of blame the school. Like, how do you get all those desks moved in there without getting caught?
Yeah. He also shocked the entire community by saying he might not even let them walk at graduation.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Sorry, but every year the principal says
that.
Right. Every school, you're
and
not going to walk if you
happens.
Do a prank.
One parent was so outraged by the principal's response that they said, quote, I mean, they moved some desks around and put a hot dog or two on an eraser board.
Right?
Give me a break. I feel like we've lost our sense of humor.
Seriously.
Well, the principal said that he spent the past 2 days meeting with the superintendent, staff members, and a group of student leaders and came to the conclusion that the students will be allowed to walk at graduation.
It took him 2 days?
Yeah. Sounds like a good use of time.
Work days to come up with that?
But there are some conditions. First, there will be a discussion with staff and students to reestablish positive relationships.
Oh, God.
And, of course, students will have to help set up for the graduation ceremony at 6 o'clock in the morning on the day of the ceremony.
Okay, I actually agree with that. Like, that's a good punishment.
Yeah, you guys want to move stuff around?
Yeah, I'll let you move some chairs around.
Gotta wake up early. This next laser story is out of Salt Lake City, Utah. 911 received a bizarre call the other night. It was from a group of people who were stuck in a crowded elevator.
Oh, what a nightmare.
Apparently, the last two people who jumped on made the elevator go past its weight limit, so it stopped, and for some reason, the doors didn't open. The best part of the story, though, was that the elevator was in a public safety building, which happens to be the same building where the 911 dispatchers work.
Shut up.
Go!
That's
so,
the best place.
Where are you? We're down the hallway.
Yeah, everybody who was in the elevator worked for the police force.
Oh.
The irony.
At first, dispatch thought it was a prank and said they didn't believe them, but once the cops explained that they were being serious and yes, they were calling from inside the building, the dispatcher asked the Salt Lake City Fire Department to come over and rescue everybody. When the cops heard that plan, one of them responded saying, quote, I bet the fire department can't wait to post this on social media. And
scrolling.
Of course they did.
Hooray!
Fortunately, the rescue went smoothly and everybody in the elevator was fine.
Okay.
This next laser story is out of New York City. The other night, a 26-year-old guy named Finian connected with a dude on the dating app Grindr. Turns out they had a lot in common, so he invited the mystery man over and they proceeded to have a crazy night that included romance, intimacy, latex and rubber gloves, adult toys, and a certain type of swing.
Nice.
It's a P-A-R-T-Y because I said so.
Nice.
I feel like that's why those apps were invented.
Mm-hmm. But things took a turn when Finian stopped the festivities to criticize his date's small manhood.
Oh, what? That's so sad.
Apparently, the mystery man got upset about the comment and ended up putting him in the closet and choking him.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
Now, is this part of the kinky stuff?
Well, that's what happened. Finian thought that was all part of the game.
Oh, gosh.
Until the dude left the apartment and stole $3,000.
Got a small one now.
At first, Finian wanted to scream for help, but he had a ball gag in his mouth that was being held in place by a jock strap, so he couldn't.
We've all been there.
Yeah, I mean, it happens, Eventually, he was able to get free and call the cops. They took the gloves, toys, and swing as evidence, and now they're trying to track down the other man.
I bet they took it as evidence.
According to the police report, Finian says he's going to be a lot more careful with who he invites over to his apartment next time, but there will definitely be a next time.
Okay.
He did have fun,
Worth it.
And what's the police description on the guy that got away? So he's got a small unit. That's all we know.
This next laser story is out of the hard-hitting news from around the world. I know we're in an era where people will believe any crazy theory over proven science, especially when it comes to climate change.
Oh, yeah.
But this one is next level. The ABC affiliate in Scranton, Pennsylvania has a segment on the news where people can call in and give their opinions, then have those opinions blasted out to everybody watching. And last week, one of their callers had a theory on why we're seeing more tornadoes than we used to. Here's the audio of that.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles.
Because on the count of you want to know why, when people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
Yeah. In case you missed it, he said they didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting up the traffic circles. You want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes. Oh. Tornadoes are caused by traffic circles.
I'm pretty sure that guy doesn't know how to get out of a traffic circle. Yeah. He doesn't know how to exit.
For what it's worth.
What do I do? We're this road just keeps going in a circle.
Yield where?
There's no scientific proof that people driving in circles causes tornadoes, but just in case you might want to not drive in circles anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that's the message that we're picking up from that. That's okay.
This next story is out of the galaxy. Ooh. NASA just announced that it's going to open up the International Space Station to tourists.
Oh, yeah.
What? Yep. Whoa. I mean, for real?
Until now, they banned any commercial use of the space station, but maybe this way they can make a little bit of money. I say that because getting up there isn't cheap. It'll cost you $35,000 per night to stay on the space station. For up to 30 nights.
Oh my God!
Do you still have to act like an obnoxious tourist like you would in any other tourist spot?
Probably. Plus, you have to pay a private company to fly you there and back. And considering that it costs roughly $60 million for companies like SpaceX to make those trips, odds are it'll cost you in the millions if you want to go stay on the space station.
Jeez. Yeah, I feel like that would be an appropriate price, though, to go to the space station. Yeah.
So if you've got a ton of money lying around and you want to go to space, you can start taking these trips as soon as next year, they say.
What?
Wow.
That's crazy.
This next laser story is out of Sniff Sniff headquarters. Xbox is taking on the stereotype about video game nerds. They want to help gamers smell better. Well, at least clean. So how are they doing that? Well, Microsoft just announced that it's teaming up with the people behind Axe Body Spray to make a new line of shower products for gamers.
Double rainbow. Oh, my God.
I thought they were going to do things that weren't a stereotype.
Yeah.
They're doing it in Australia and New Zealand, where Axe is known by the brand name Lynx. And they've created a bright green body spray, deodorant, and shower gel called Xbox Lynx.
God.
So soon, Xbox Axe will probably be here.
Yeah, Xbox.
Yeah, they describe the scent as, quote, pulsing green citrus.
Okay.
Whatever that means.
But I don't know, but pulsing does not sound like a good outcome.
Repulsing, probably.
Yeah.
The stuff will be on sale next month in Australia and New Zealand, and there's no word on when it could come over to the States.
Oh, man,
I know.
Wait.
Someone who will put that on attract all kinds of things. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe. And that means that Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time on Wednesday.